This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. We have 71 degrees, beginning to warm up already here. Currently sunny and a little foggy this morning. Be careful. A little fog out there in some patchy areas. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in our prediction for this afternoon. Our high today about 88 or 89 degrees. Chance of rain is 50% all day, particularly late. And then tonight we'll have a 50% chance of rain continuing, low 70. Tomorrow, pretty much the same, 40% chance of rain with a high in the upper 80s. Chance of showers and or thunderstorms, in fact, all the way through tomorrow night. United States Congressman David Price of Chapel Hill spoke to more than 1,000 protesters at Mass Moral Monday in Raleigh yesterday. The North Carolina NAACP's demonstrations have grown from just a local effort to a statewide movement to now garnering national attention. This week, 120 people were arrested, bringing the total to more than 550 since the protest started in late April. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as usual, and has this report.
It's a combination of what's happening in our state, which is just so far beyond normal politics or normal changes. This is a real wrecking crew. This is a real Tea Party extremism, and it's denying people health insurance. It's out to destroy, I believe, public education. It's putting up barriers to the right to vote, and on it goes.
That's Congressman David Price. He represents the 4th District in North Carolina, which encompasses Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties, among others. Price joined representatives from the AFL-CIO of North Carolina and a number of other labor and women's organization groups in protest of the policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
This is North Carolina. This is the state that we thought of as the guiding light of the new South. North Carolina seems to be just determined to go right there to the bottom.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory recently said that the Moral Monday movement was made up of outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. A UNC study determined that 98% of protesters were local to the state.
It's a grassroots movement. It gets bigger every week. I just feel like I got to show support.
And though the rallies are due to the efforts of North Carolinians, they are gaining the attention of national media outlets such as Fox News and MSNBC. The network sent multiple camera crews to cover the event. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber asked Price to join him on stage, as well as a bevy of state leaders who were in attendance, including North Carolina Representative Verla Insko and North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
One of the most important things is we need to get the word to the public about what is happening in the legislature and the damage they're doing. For me personally, it's 16 years of my work just being destroyed.
Kinnaird, who has attended many of the protests, said she's concerned about a multitude of legislation that's already been passed and is also going through the General Assembly. Due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers, more than 70,000 residents will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect on July 1st.
We're just going down the tubes. Environmental justice, racial justice, social justice, we're taking giant steps backwards, and we really need to be moving forwards from where we were, not backwards at all.
That's John, a resident of Chapel Hill, who chose not to give his last name for fear of jeopardizing his job. He was arrested Monday, along with Mary Beth Powell of Carrboro.
I really had to go out on a limb and do this today, but I wanted to make a stand and make a statement that I'm just tired of these policies, and this is my right as a citizen to express my displeasure. I would just encourage anybody to come see democracy in action. It's pretty powerful.
Powell said she was pleased to see Congressman Price in attendance, in addition to other state and local leaders representing Orange County. Barber issued a call for another Mass Moral Monday to take place next week. He's promised the protests will continue even after the General Assembly ends its regular session this summer. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
As the Moral Monday's protest ended their second full month, 17 of the very first protesters to get arrested appeared in court yesterday for the first time. Like the majority of the other protesters who were arrested in the state's legislative building for protesting, those who appeared before the judge yesterday were charged with trespassing, failure to disperse, and holding up signs. Al McShirley, a civil rights attorney who lives here in Chapel Hill, will be representing some of those arrested. He says the charges are clearly unconstitutional. constitutional.
The charge is ridiculous to say if people were walking into the legislature and holding up a sign that that was somehow a crime.
The lawyer who represented the 17 in court yesterday, Irv Joyner from North Carolina Central University School of Law, similarly argued that the charges his clients faced were violations of their rights. While the trial begins in September, McShirley says the judge appeared to understand Joyner's argument.
Next week I'll represent a whole group over there and we'll raise the same issues, and maybe a little more sharply since we now know what the judge's position is going to be on it.
Another issue McShirley raises is that protesters who've been arrested cannot return to the legislature to protest again because they're being barred by police, who argue that their return constitutes trespassing.
Saying they can't go back to their people's house, can't go back to the place we paid the taxes for, that's patently unconstitutional.
Next week, 30 people will have their first court appearance, with 120 people being arrested again this week. More than 500 people still await their first day in court due to Moral Monday protests. Lawmakers are making contingency plans since there's no state budget in place, with less than a week to go before the North Carolina government year ends. The Senate Appropriation Committee prepared to meet today, this morning, to debate and vote on a stopgap spending proposal that would keep funding government operations starting July 1st as budget talks continue. The Senate, House, and Governor Pat McCrory have to agree on the temporary budget extension. The proposal is needed because legislative leaders haven't made much progress in negotiating a final budget for the next 2 years. That's because they're trying to first reach a deal on a tax overhaul, which will guide budget writers in how much money they have to spend. High speeds were the cause of a fatal car accident in Carrboro late Sunday night. The car of 24-year-old David Quiroz struck a tree when he was driving upwards of 100 miles per hour. At around 11:30 p.m., the Carrboro Fire and Rescue Department responded to the intersection of Jones Ferry Road and Old Greensboro Road, which is just off North Carolina 54 West. According to an email from Carrboro Town Manager David Andrews to Mayor Mark Chilton and members of the Board of Aldermen, Quiroz's car ran through a stoplight and the vehicle launched into the air and into the woods. Fluids from the vehicle leaked into University Lake before crews were able to put down absorbent materials, but Owosso was contacted to tend to the issue. According to the Daily Tario, Orange County EMS Operations Manager Kim Woodward said Quiroz seemingly died on impact. WCHL News Time, 7:15, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best tasting fountain drinks down and serving fresh brewed coffee fast. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still seeing some delays on 15501 and NC54. That's 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and I-40, 15501 southbound just past the East Franklin split and up to the Estes Drive intersection. Also 15501 southbound just past NC54 and heading towards Manning Drive. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly this morning. Looks like I-40 is not having any problems so far, and the Durham Freeway moving smoothly as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior at 919-967-8363. You can also tweet us at WCHL, as always. We ask that you do both of those things very safely.
Well, thanks so much.
Thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather looks like this. First of all, it's brought to you by Carrboro Family Medicine, serving Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and surrounding communities for 30 years. If you like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carrboro Family Medicine. You can find out more on the web at CarrboroFamilyMedicine.net. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, already warming up. 71 in Chapel Hill, 71 in Hillsborough, and 70 in Carrboro, where it's always a degree cooler. Partly sunny, patchy fog this morning. Watch out for that. Visibility not great in some spots. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. Chance of rain is 50%. That will extend all the way through tonight. Our overnight low will be 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a little fog first thing in the morning again. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow in the afternoon, probably. Chance of rain tomorrow a little bit less, 40%. Doesn't make much difference. High tomorrow again in the upper 80s. Then tomorrow night, our low in the low 70s, still a 40% chance of rain. Then back to a 50-50 chance of rain on Thursday with the highs around 90. So this warm weather is going to remain with us for a while. That's our forecast. Things looking pretty good, I guess, if you don't mind a little hot weather.
Hi, this is Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt. You're listening to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year.
All right. Thank you, Mayor. 717, 17 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Rand Northam is here. I don't know why.
Well, I'm commandeering the airwaves for just a moment, if you'll scoot to the side for just a moment. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, last night Ron Stutz was awarded the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters Personality of the Year Award. It was the inaugural award of the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters, just opening those up this year. Of course, we mentioned that a little while ago when it was announced. It was actually announced on Ron's birthday, and we made the announcement here on the airwaves the day after. So,
which was ironic.
It was ironic and very exciting, very neat to be able to award you with that at your birthday party here at the station. Pretty neat. So, but last night, making the trip to Greensboro, first of all, I want to ask how that went.
Oh, it was great. It was really a nice affair. It was good food, good drink, a lot of great broadcasters in the room, and you know, really good group to be around, and Bev and I had a great time.
Excellent. Well, we've got some pictures up on our website, chapelboro.com, of Ron receiving the award and standing with not only his wife Bev, but also Wade Hargrove. Mm-hmm. And other people there. We've got a picture of just Ron by himself, of course, and then receiving the award up on stage as well.
I want to say Barry Loeffler was also
Barry
there
Loeffler
last night.
Barry Loeffler and Jim Hebner were there as
Jim
well.
Jim and Pam Hebner were there. And,
exactly.
It was a really good time.
Well,
got back late, but, you know.
Definitely. But well-deserved, Ron, and congratulations. Now, we've got a special something here for you this morning as well. A few people wanted to add their remarks to this great honor. So, Ron, if you will, hit cut number 15 for me.
All right. Here we go.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Hi, this is Barry Loeffler, the co-owner at WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Hi, this is Mayor Kleinschmidt.
Hey, Ron Boy, Wayne and Mary Donna calling to say congratulations on yet another signal honor. My goodness, you just rack them up, you dreamy DJU.
I think it is fantastic, and coming from me, history has always given credit to those town criers over the years. And my friend Ron Stutz, you are certainly a most worthy town crier who has done so much for this community.
Wanted to congratulate Ron on being the Personality of the Year from the North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. It's a huge honor and obviously so well-deserved, and we couldn't be more proud.
Well, I want you to know, brother, speaking as one of the former high priests, sat on the WCHL Inner Sanctum Council, I am truly impressed at the amazing history that you have accrued at the radio station. 35 years. Didn't your parents teach you anything about punishment?
It's just nice for me, with so many years of us being together, from Patterson Place to Shady Lawn and to our continuing association at WCHL, how nice it is for me to see someone who is a dear friend have something so good happen to them.
No surprise to us here in Chapel Hill. He's been one of our great personalities for decades.
I always say Ron is the true celebrity of Chapel Hill and easily the most popular guy in town. Maybe one could argue that Roy Williams is a little more popular, but I guarantee you that if Roy's not winning, then Ron is clearly number one. For us, in our hearts, Ron is most definitely number one and always will be.
My friend, Ron Stutz, long live trivia, and long live you. Congratulations, my friend, on a most worthy award. Richly deserved.
Hey, buddy, you not only deserve it, you have earned it. You have truly earned this wonderful honor from the NCAB.
Congratulations from everybody here at WCHL and chapelboro.com.
Ron, we love you. Congratulations, big guy.
It's probably about time that the rest of North Carolina heard about them. I'm really proud and excited for them.
Well, I got to say, it was really nice. Thank you so much.
Well, Ron, I want to add my congratulations, as I've said, and it's been great working with you here as news director since February, but since last February working here with you, it's been great, and here's to many more of those Personality Broadcaster of the Year awards. to come. So congratulations. 36 years we're about to celebrate here, too.
Almost. Well,
coming up next month.
Until you said that last thing, I was thinking maybe I was going to die or you guys were going to retire me or something.
No, no. Many, many more to come.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that. It really means a lot. And it was really, you know, it really meant a lot to me last night as well. And thank you so much for all your all your praise this morning, whether it's deserved or not. But at any rate,
well
thanks,
deserved, Ron.
Thanks so much, Randy.
Thank you.
All right, it's how do I recover from all that? It's 7:22, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. Sports brought to you this morning by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in Carborough. UNC Women's Lacrosse head coach Jenny Levy is once again the National Coach of the Year, according to the Intercollegiate Women's Lacrosse Coaches Association. This award adds to the Coach of the Year award Levy already got from Inside Lacrosse. She led the Tar Heels to their first national championship and captured the crown in a thrilling triple overtime 13-12 sudden victory win over what the polls deemed as the best team in the land, Maryland, undefeated at the time. Levy is the fourth coach to win an NCAA championship as both a player and a head coach. She has the sixth most wins in NCAA women's lacrosse history. Levy also led the team to its best record of wins in school history, 18 victories in all this season, with just three losses in the campaign. Jenny Levy, outstanding head coach, once again, National Coach of the Year. Congratulations. Five Tar Heels have been named to the 2013 ACC All-Academic Team. We're talking about baseball players here. Sophomore Benton Moss and senior Chris Munnelly, having been named each for the second time, were joined by freshman Trent Thornton, sophomore Michael Russell, and junior Kent Emanuel. The qualifications for the honor require that a student athlete earn a 3.0 GPA for the previous semester and carry a 3.0 overall cumulative GPA. The five players each boast colorful resumes on the field as well. Emanuel earned ACC Pitcher of the Year honors. Moss posted an 8-1 mark on the year. Recent graduate Munnelly earned a career-low 2.39 ERA. And Russell finished with an impressive 2.98 batting average and 18 stolen bases. The announcement caps off a rewarding season with the Tar Heel baseball team and saw their season come to a close in the College World Series on Friday. But Coach Mike Fox and the Tar Heels got to the Final Four. You can always say that. And they were ranked number one throughout most of the season and overall number one seed in the NCAA tournament. So quite a season for Carolina baseball. 7:24. 24 minutes after 7 o'clock at WCHL. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Boy, it's been an emotional roller coaster in Boston for the last 3 months. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. First came the Boston Marathon bombings, when two rank amateur terrorists ruined the most festive day of the year in Massachusetts while murdering three people and causing horrific injuries that will last a lifetime. The tragic aftermath turned joyous with relief after the two punks were killed and captured. Gangster Whitey Bulger, who became somewhat of a folk hero during his 18 years on the lam, was finally found and is now standing trial for 18 murders as an 82-year-old defendant. The Boston Celtics don't look like they're aging gracefully as the Big Three is breaking up, and even Doc Rivers, Austin's dad, wants out. They were already mad at Ray Allen leaving for Miami to win a championship, which he did after hitting the critical shot that saved Game 6. The Red Sox started strong after their worst season in decades, and while still clinging to first place, now have a decimated pitching staff. Clay Buchholz's 9-0, but has already gone on the DL twice. John Lester has lost his stuff after a fast start, and the bullpen is being held together by scotch tape and bobby pins. Carolina's Andrew Miller was about to hold the lead against Detroit Sunday when he hit a batter with a two-strike count to force in the tying run. And last night, the beloved Bruins went into a do-or-die Game 6 of the Stanley Cup playoffs by blowing one at home after seemingly having Lord Stanley's trophy hoisted. Even if they extended the series, Game 7 was scheduled on Chicago ice. But by far the biggest punch in the gut is what's going on with the Pretty Boy Patriots, the team everyone outside of New England loves to hate. First, they let Wes Welker get away to Denver after basically offering him more money than the Broncos. Then their wild thing of a tight end, Rob Gronkowski, faced his fourth offseason surgery that is threatening his chances to get back on the field in 2013. And now Aaron Hernandez, Gronk's partner in the flat, if not in crime, is holed up in his mansion outside of Boston, on the verge of being charged with at least obstruction of justice, if not murder, in the death of a close associate. Media have camped outside the cordoned-off house, and so far no one is saying squat. But in his cave at the Patriots Way complex, Bill Belichick is likely reading the tea leaves and figuring this isn't going to be a Super Bowl season in Boston. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
Imagine behind the scenes at a typical jewelry store.
Boss, corporate's new ad campaign telling people we have a gazillion diamonds and we're like direct importers sounds great, but what will we do when people actually come in?
Yep, I just got the memo on that today from HQ. First, you badmouth Diamonds Direct. Second, you tell them we are now a direct importer.
Is that true?
Yes, we import direct from New York. Third, after you show them the few diamonds we have, dazzle them with our new technology, the Virtual Vault.
You want me to get them to pick out a diamond without seeing it in real life?
Exactly. We can't really compete with Diamonds Direct's selection of real diamonds, so now we're selling virtual diamonds from our middleman vendors.
Seriously? With virtual markups?
No, the markups are real.
Other jewelry stores are always trying to find ways to compete with Diamonds Direct, but it's not about showroom gimmicks and clever advertising. It's about what counts. Selection, service, quality, and value. And that's where Diamonds Direct wins every time. Real diamonds. Real expertise. Real value. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Wine and Design. It's half off. $35 for a Wine and Design event available now for $17. Rosalind opened a Wine and Design in Chapel Hill after she painted at the Raleigh location and loved the creative outlet and fun group atmosphere. Vouchers are good for evening painting classes from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and signing up is simple and easy online. It's half off from Wine and Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, this is Freddie Kiger, and you're listening to WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz, North Carolina Association of Broadcasters. Personality of the year.
All right, Freddie. Thank you, buddy. It is 7:30 by WCHL and your Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. Listen, if you need an engagement ring, go see Berkeley. If you need a custom piece you've been dreaming of, you have the image in your head, Berkeley can put it together for you. Grimble's is always there. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza right next door to Whole Foods. Well, it's 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little bit muggy today. Partly sunny, patchy fog this morning, so don't forget you have to deal with that when you go out. Scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Chance of rain is 50%. A lot of moisture in the air. We'll continue with a 50% chance of rain tonight and the overnight low about 70. And then tomorrow, much the same. High tomorrow in the upper 80s one more time. And the chance of rain is 40%. Not only tomorrow, but tomorrow night as well.
Ron Stutz in the morning. Progressive talk all day. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Still no sign of Edward Snowden, who revealed U.S. phone and email surveillance programs. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer with the latest.
In a press conference this morning, Russia's foreign minister said it was unacceptable that his country was being blamed for helping Snowden disappear and insisted he had not crossed Russia's border, which leaves the possibility that he was in one of Moscow's airports in the transit area, or maybe still is.
On CBS This Morning, senior correspondent John Miller says Snowden left Hong Kong and took off for Russia, and in doing so...
He has a really good way of disappearing. He is a former CIA employee as well as an NSA employee, so if he learned some trade craft in those jobs and training working overseas, apparently he's put some of that to work.
Where might he go? Ecuador, which says it is reviewing a request for political asylum, or Iceland, which to this point says it's received no such request from Snowden.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Morning, it is 7:32, 28 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. 72 degrees now, continuing to warm up now. Look for a high today of about 88 or 89 degrees. We'll have some sunshine in the afternoon, but a little bit of fog hanging around this morning. United States Congressman David Price spoke to more than 1,000 protesters last night at Mass Moral Monday in Raleigh. The North Carolina NAACP's demonstrations have grown dramatically from just a local effort to a statewide movement to now garnering national attention. This week, 120 people got arrested, bringing the total to more than 550 since these protests began in late April. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there, as usual, and has this report.
It's a combination of what's happening in our state, which is just so far beyond normal politics or normal changes. This is a real wrecking crew. This is a real Tea Party extremism, and it's denying people health insurance. It's out to destroy, I believe, public education. It's putting up barriers to the right to vote, and on it goes.
That's Congressman David Price. He represents the 4th District in North Carolina, which encompasses Orange, Durham, and Chatham counties, among others. Price joined representatives from the AFL-CIO of North Carolina and a number of other labor and women's organization groups in protest of the policies of the Republican-controlled legislature.
This is North Carolina. This is the state that we thought of as the guiding light of the New South. North Carolina seems to be just determined to go right there to the bottom.
North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory recently said that the Moral Monday movement was made up of outsiders and not natives of North Carolina. A UNC study determined that 98% of protesters were local to the state.
It's a grassroots movement. It gets bigger every week. I just feel like I got to show support.
And though the rallies are due to the efforts of North Carolinians, they are gaining the attention of national media outlets such as Fox News and MSNBC. The network sent multiple camera crews to cover the event. NAACP State Chapter President and protest leader Reverend William Barber asked Price to join him on stage, as well as a bevy of state leaders who were in attendance, including North Carolina Representative Verla Insko and North Carolina Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
One of the most important things is we need to get the word to the public about what is happening in the legislature and the damage they're doing. For me personally, it's 16 years of my work just being destroyed.
Kinnaird, who has attended many of the protests, said she's concerned about a multitude of legislation that's already been passed and is also going through the General Assembly. Due to a decision by North Carolina lawmakers, more than 70,000 residents will lose access to federal unemployment benefits when new state laws go into effect on July 1st.
We're just going down the tubes. Environmental justice, racial justice, social justice, we're taking giant steps backwards, and we really need to be moving forwards from where we were, not backwards at all.
That's John, a resident of Chapel Hill, who chose not to give his last name for fear of jeopardizing his job. He was arrested Monday, along with Mary Beth Powell of Carborough.
I really had to go out on a limb and do this today, but I wanted to make a stand and make a statement that I'm just tired of these policies, and this is my right as a citizen to express my displeasure. I would just encourage anybody to come see democracy in action. It's pretty powerful.
Powell said she was pleased to see Congressman Price in attendance, in addition to other state and local leaders representing Orange County. Barber issued a call for another Mass Moral Monday to take place next week. He's promised the protests will continue even after the General Assembly ends its regular session this summer. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It's hard for anyone to ignore. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Again, 120 people arrested yesterday. When the Carborough Aldermen meet tonight, the board will consider an economic development agreement to encourage Fleet Feet Sports to keep its corporate headquarters and flagship store in Carborough. As Fleet Feet looks to consolidate its office and retail space, Carbaryl leaders are hoping to keep the shoe retailer in town by negotiating a four-way deal with Fleet Feet, the Jesse Kalischer Gallery, and management at the 300 East Main Street development. If approved, Fleet Feet would move into a new building at 300 East Main, which would include both office and retail space. The Kalischer Gallery would move into Fleet Feet space at 406 East Main Street, and the town of Carbaryl would subsidize parking for the gallery in the 300 East Main parking deck. The town will also purchase Fleet Feet's current office space above Acme Restaurant at a cost of $568,000. The board will also discuss possible change to the town's towing ordinance and consider limiting the places where more than four unrelated individuals can live. The Carbaryl Aldermen meet at 7:30 tonight at Carbaryl Town Hall. 7 months into the planning process for one of Chapel Hill's busiest intersections, some are calling for the Central West Steering Committee to change focus. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Nearly a year to the day after the Chapel Hill Town Council adopted the Chapel Hill 2020 Comprehensive Plan, town leaders reviewed the progress of one of the first fruits of that plan, a Citizens Advisory Committee tasked with charting the future of the Estes Drive MLK intersection. But some residents of the area told the council last night they're not happy with the direction of the Central West Steering Committee. Teresa Raphael Grimm said she feels neighborhood input is being overlooked in favor of consultants' recommendations.
Is this the vision the town council has for the 2020 process? Do we really want to know what people think, or is the Central West Focus Area Steering Committee process merely a well-orchestrated charade, where citizens' input is tolerated under the guise of active community engagement but not actually considered?
She was one of several speakers asking the council to extend the November deadline for the committee's report and allocate funding for an outside facilitator. The group of neighbors also presented an alternate plan for potential development that features less density than that suggested by consultants from Roadside and Harwell. That citizen plan was delivered to the council along with 200 signatures of support from residents in the area. But council member Donna Bell warned against building single-family homes, arguing that given the scarcity of land in town, low-density development would preclude affordable housing.
I think these small area plans will be a moment where we as a town decide whether we truly have a commitment to a diversity of folks living here or whether we truly want to become a sleepy suburban town. A bedroom community.
The 17-member steering committee was appointed by the council last fall to create a small area plan for 60 acres near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. About half of those serving on the committee are residents of the area. The others represent business interests and stakeholders from the wider community. Councilmember Matt Chakowski called for the council to approve funding to hire a facilitator who would work with nearby residents and the steering committee throughout the summer.
When there are significant groups with different views on how the process is going and where we stand in it, we need to find some way, I think, to build the bridge back. So I would very, very much be in favor of spending the money, whatever it takes, to get an extremely able facilitator.
But his motion failed in a 5-2 vote after committee members acknowledged they'd already rejected a similar idea earlier in the planning process. Town Manager Roger Stansel said the steering committee does have the option of calling in a facilitator over the summer if members decide that's what's necessary to move forward. Looking ahead, Councilmember Jim Ward urged both neighbors and committee members to consider the bigger picture.
This needs to be a plan that really moves the town of Chapel Hill forward while taking into consideration those who live nearby and those who live more distant than that.
The steering committee meets next Monday at 6 o'clock in the Siena Hotel. That meeting is open to the public. Meanwhile, the Chapel Hill Town Council will go on a summer hiatus. Regular meetings will resume in September. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you, Elizabeth. It is 7:40, 20 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. We have 73 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Look for high today in the upper 80s and a 50-50 chance of rain all day. Kind of a muggy morning here and a little bit foggy out there in some spots as well, so be careful. Coming up, we're going to talk about chapelbro.com, all the things that are happening on our website. We have today's commentary next from Randy Voller, who just happens to be the mayor of Pittsburgh and also the chairman of the North Carolina Democratic Party. That is on the way, and that'll be followed by what you're saying on the street, and it's about Moral Mondays as well. All of that straight ahead on WCHL.
Allergies getting to you? Pollen got you pooped? Dogwoods got you down? There's no need to suffer this allergy season. The doctors at UNC Family Medicine can help. Let us put together a personalized plan to keep you from sneezing and wheezing, whether it's spring, summer, or fall. Appointments are easy, and so is the parking. Find out more on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Orange County government works hard to meet the various needs of each resident. The active involvement and daily participation of residents is vital and encouraged. More than 25 advisory boards made up of volunteers advise the 7-member Board of County Commissioners on policy development, planning decisions, and the types of county programs offered throughout the year. If you want to get involved in your county government, request an application to serve on an advisory board. Contact Orange County at 919-245-2130.
Trust. In the dry cleaning business, trust is what you expect. Hi, this is Brenda Honeycutt. And for more than 3 decades, our family-owned and operated business has been earning the trust of our loyal customers. I invite you to find out why so many Chapel Hill families trust their everyday and hard-to-handle items with us. Plaza Dry Cleaners on Elliott Road and the Whole Foods Shopping Center. Plaza Dry Cleaners. Improve your image. Come clean with us.
You know what they say, April showers bring May flowers, but at Harrington Bank, April showers bring great rates. At Harrington Bank, we're always thinking of ways to help you get ahead. Trust your local bank to have the best rates in town. Call or stop by today to learn more about our current CD specials. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Farrington Road, and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Visit us online at harringtonbank.com. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Good morning. It's 7:43, 17 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz along with Rand Northam. And Rand, what is happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, first of all, Ron, I want to say Fred Black has also contacted me. I tried to give him a call yesterday and see if he could add to that wonderful montage that we put together there of all the local dignitaries saying congratulations for your Personality of the Year award. If you missed that a few minutes ago, we're going to revisit that in the 8 o'clock hour. But also, it's posted on our website, chapelboro.com. But Fred Black says this, and I quote, "Proud of you, Ron. You've been on top. You've been our top personality for years, and we love you." End quote. So
wow.
That's from Fred Black in South Carolina right now.
Oh, he is. He
says he's sorry he can't be here, but congratulations to you, certainly.
Well, thanks to Fred. Yeah.
So you can find that story, the pictures, on our website, chapelboro.com. Also there on our website, in our arts and entertainment section of our lifestyle section, Monsters University is reviewed, a nice review of that, so you'll want to check that out. Mm-hmm. Also, D.G. Martin has a new column up called Gettysburg and Other Transformations, so you'll want to read that. Also, we're keeping a running total now of how many people, and we have been keeping a total of how many people are have been arrested at the protests in Raleigh, and we're at just about 550 people now. And talking to Al McShirley yesterday, a story that you heard here on WCHL, it's just amazing to think, you know, you hear about all these numbers of people being arrested, but this is just really the start of it all, because they all have to get their court appearances. They've all been arrested, and they can't just be arrested and leave. It's now court appearances for more than 500 people still to get just their first court date. That was just the first court date yesterday, not even a trial. So there will be, you know, a trial for them as well. So you can continue to follow all of those stories on our website, chapelboro.com, and we'll continue to follow that as well for you.
The thing, you know, that claim that these are outsiders, outside agitators, in other words, coming in to make this happen, it's ridiculous. That survey they did found out 98-point-something% of the people are from right here in North Carolina.
That's right.
And a lot of people you know right here in the Chapel Hill, Carborough, Orange County, Chatham County community, they're over there. These are the people who were arrested at a big number yesterday.
Exactly. Well, all of that and much more available on our website, chapelboro.com, and I am looking on chapelboro.com on my tablet right now, and it's got the responsive feature now available. So if you're looking on your mobile device and or a small screen size even, if you've got an old 4x3 screen size, if it's smaller, it will reduce down, and everything will fit to your screen size now, which is excellent. Chapelboro 2.0, so you'll want to check that out. Tablets, iPhones, iPads, other Android devices, anything, you can find it all there, and get the iPhone app as well, chapelboro.com.
Well, I don't even know what half of that means, but thank you very much. Seriously. Hey, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.
7:46, 14 minutes until 8 o'clock, WCHL. Good morning.
And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Randy Voller. I'm the mayor of Pittsboro and the North Carolina Democratic Party chairman.
The old adage says that all politics are local, and I concur. When it's all said and done, the legislative decisions that we make in Washington, Raleigh, and in our local county and municipal governments directly impact the quality of our lives and the kinds of communities that we call home. For this reason, I urge citizens to get involved in their democracy and specifically to pay attention to issues that affect our water. Now, whether the discussion concerns fracking, riparian buffers, pollution that reaches our streams, or debates regarding Jordan Lake and the Jordan Lake rules, we need to be vigilant about the quality of our water, how we treat our water, and if we will have enough safe drinking water for the future. Water is the single access resource for economic development, public health, and opportunity, and should never be taken for granted. If we fail to get involved and don't make a difference in our communities to protect our water, we run the risk of squandering the one essential resource that we all need for basic life and civilization, water. This is Randy Voller.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Patch. This week marked a second straight month of protests at the state capitol. We hit the streets to find out what you think of the Monday protests.
John Winokur, down in Bynum. I think they're a good thing, but I seriously doubt our legislatures are going to listen to them because they're just too pig-headed and they're like kids in a candy store that got, all of a sudden they got their way and are running around doing whatever they want.
Peggy Sleeth, and I live in Chop Wild. I think people who have a cause should be able to do what they want, so I think it's okay.
My name is Irene Lois Durham. I don't know, are they doing something wrong? They're not doing anything wrong as far as I know. They have a right to protest.
My name is Marie Weil, and I live in North Carolina. I think Moral Mondays are the greatest thing going. They're tremendously important in this state for the benefit of little children and old people.
What do you think of the Moral Mondays protests?
Will Booker, Chapel Hill. I think it's a good thing they're doing. I hope it has an effect. I'm not sure it will, but hopefully.
My name's John McKinney. I stay in Chapel Hill. I've heard a lot about it. I think it's really crazy, to be honest with you.
Norman Johnson. I live in Farrington Village. I think it's great. I mean, what's happening over there is absolutely ridiculous, and somebody needs to stand up for it. And if I weren't so old, I might take part in it myself.
That's what you're saying on the street. A 97.9 FM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
Good morning, it's 7:49, 11 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. Today's hometown hero on the way, Kevin Cragwell. You will find him most days over at the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, an eclectic mix of restaurant, the station bar and beer garden, and the Tiger Room. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. And now with your morning traffic on WCHL, once again, here is Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. 15501 southbound, approaching I-40 from Garrett Road, seeing a delay this morning. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. I-40, 15501 elsewhere, NC-54 and the Durham Freeway not reporting any additional delays, no accidents this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. We ask that you always do those safely.
All right. Thanks so much. Safety first. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you this morning by Glass Half Full, the optimistic, friendly restaurant, wine bar, wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Good food, fine wine, lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. It is 73 degrees, partly sunny, a little patchy fog this morning. Watch out for that. Visibility not great in some spots. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, but probably late in today. High today about 88 degrees. Chance rain 50-50. That will extend all the way through tonight and overnight. Our overnight low 70. Tomorrow, about the same, really. High in the upper 80s. Partly sunny. Patchy fog in the morning. Chance rain is 40%. And the same is true for tomorrow night, 40% chance of rain. On Thursday, back with 50% chance of rain. We'll have the fog in the morning, and we'll have a high of about 90 degrees. So we're talking about hot, muggy weather here. 7:51, 9 minutes until 8 o'clock at WCHL. This is Ron Stutz. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Pond joins us now. And Dr. Pond, how are you this morning?
Sitting yet again at the feet of the Master, looking up and saying, thank you, Lord, for Ron Stutz.
You are insane.
Hey, congratulations, old man.
Thank you, older man.
All right, well, here we go. I got a dandy for you this morning.
Hey, thanks for those kind words you said, seriously.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you just got to bite down and just say what they tell you to say, right?
Yeah, I know you succumbed to a lot of pressure there, so hey.
Yeah, lies, and radio commercials, that's mm-hmm. what they say. All right, here we go. The word of the day is lambent. Lambent, L-A-M, M as in mother, B as in boy, E-N-T, L-A-M, B-E-N-T, lambent.
Hey, that's the president of the student body of Carolina, Christine Lambent. Close, anyway.
If you say so, Ron, I'll take your word for it. Well, here's a word that will remind you of all those many years of serious study you put into etymology and writing poetry and reading poetry. Lambent is a word that turns up in a lot of poems, and when it does, you look at it and you go, do I know this word? Do you recognize the word lambent?
No.
Wrong boy?
No, I don't know what that means. You know,
he doesn't know what it means.
If I read as much poetry as you said I did, I would be 160 years old.
Well,
I spent all that much time.
Can't you just take it as a small encouragement to get you moving in the right direction? All right, lambent is an adjective, playing lightly on or over a surface. Flickering, I guess, is the best way to reduce it to one other word. Softly bright or radiant. Oh, my goodness, that's Ron when he wakes up in the morning. Marked by lightness or brilliance. Especially of expression. Oh, that's pure Ron Stutz right there is what that is.
Yeah, true.
All right, L-A-M-B-E-N-T, lambent, an adjective. Flickery, let's just leave it at that and give you a big radio hug. And Ron Boy, where are you going to put that award?
I don't know.
Up there with your Oscar and your Emmy?
Yeah, right beside him.
All right. Big hug, pal. Take care. See you soon.
Have a good day. Wayne Pond with the word of the day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you'll have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day, spell it, and define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Good to go. All right. Time now for the clean joke of the day. And Lauren Stafford is not here this morning, but Rand Northam ready to fill in quite capably. And I have no idea what's going to come out of this.
Well, it's your own fault for bringing me in for this one. That's all I'm going to say to start this one off.
I kind of roped him into this morning. So what do you got?
Well, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and George Bush are all on a plane. The pilot says that the passengers must lighten their load, so the three presidents decide to drop one item. George Washington drops a quarter, Abe Lincoln drops a penny, George Bush drops a grenade. When the presidents land, they find someone holding their head and cursing. George Washington asks the man, "What's wrong?" "I was walking down the street when a quarter falls from the sky and hits my head." So the presidents continue down the road and find someone hopping on one foot, holding the other, and cursing. Abe Lincoln asks, "What happened?" "I was standing on my porch barefoot when a penny falls from the sky and hits it." The presidents continue once more and find a young boy laughing hysterically. George Bush asks, "What's so funny?" The boy replies, "I broke wind and my house exploded."
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was just a coincidence of timing, wasn't it?
Something like that.
No more awards for me. I love it, man. Good job. 7:56, 4 minutes until 8 o'clock here at WCHL. Good morning.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Kevin Cragwell is Health and Wellness Director at the Chapel Hill Carborough YMCA. This is the guy who lives and breathes his job.
Well, I appreciate that, Ron. It's definitely a passion of mine.
Kevin Cragwell is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Well, the passion really started out as a personal journey. I wanted to take ownership of my own health and well-being, and it probably started more from a fitness perspective and then slowly but surely evolved into a health and wellness perspective. And prior to my coming to the Y as a movement, as I regard the YMCA, I worked in several Ys in the Triangle. The YMCA is a perfect vehicle for me to help members of our community live a healthier lifestyle.
Kevin Cragwell really enjoys helping other people, and he uses himself as a good example of what you can do with a little hard work and dedication.
I believe I am living the proverbial dream. You know, I've done a lot of things in my life, and I believe that my natural skill set is one that I enjoy chatting with folks, and then I more so enjoy loving on people and helping them. And I think it just bodes well. When I ran into the YMCA 15 years ago, it is something internally, I don't want to sound too sappy, but something internally just said, this is the place for you and this is the capacity in which you can serve your community.
If you'd like to find out more about what Kevin and the Y have to offer,
visit our website at chcymca.org or call us at 919-442-9622. Look on our website and see the wealth of health and fitness classes. I offer 56 classes a week, a lot of which are water fitness classes, Silver Sneakers program, which is a great program for our seniors in the community, typically subsidized through their health insurance. We offer a wealth of kids programming also.
We ask Kevin for a little advice for all of us.
Be aware that it is critically important. Health and fitness is just as important as the maintenance of our car. We definitely have to look inside and don't focus on what we can't do, but what you can do. Start out with baby steps, even if it's getting up and walking around your house once or twice, if you really are coming from an extremely sedentary position. But just get out and walk. If you can walk, just get out, start with 5 to 10 minutes every other day, and then as you get stronger, you can start to build on that, along with healthier nutrition.
Kevin Cragwell, Health and Wellness Director at the Chapel Hill Carborough Y. He's great at what he does, helping other people, and he's just one terrific guy. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Wine and Design. It's half off. $35 for a Wine and Design event, available now for $17. Rosalind opened a Wine and Design in Chapel Hill after she painted at the Raleigh location and loved the creative outlet and fun group atmosphere. Vouchers are good for evening painting classes from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Tuesdays through Saturdays, and signing up is simple and easy online. It's half off from Wine and Design. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development, open.